This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having the number 98 Napa Auto Parts crew Honda for Any Ready Autosport. Alexander, so many strange parallels to your last win last year. You won a reef, you had a few fuel issues, and here you are victorious at Watkins Glen International, another iconic IndyCar track. Take us through your race and ultimately what led to your victory today.
Well, first of all, yes, there are a lot of parallels, which is ironic or interesting. But I think the difference is today we had the dominant car, whereas I guess in the hundreds you couldn't argue that we didn't have the dominant car. We had a good car, but it wasn't the dominant car. So today I was finally able to prove what I've been talking about for the past two months in terms of the step forward that Andretti Autosport has taken and how I felt that we had the package in the car and the people to be at the front. We just had things go wrong and we weren't able to execute fully, but today was that day despite the fuel issue, like you said, which was pretty unlucky, but then it came around. It came good for us by getting that yellow flag that we needed to get our track position back, and then from there it was a straight up fight at the end with Scott and I, and I knew we had the pace. The Napa Auto Parts and Andretti Honda was on the same level as him all weekend, and it was just about making sure that I did my job at that last restart and was able to hold them up.
Take us through that fuel issue. So you came into the pits and there was something wrong with the hose.
I don't know exactly what happened. I just really didn't get all the fuel in the car, so we only did like 6-7 laps instead of the full stint, which would have really hurt us, but then we got that yellow a couple laps later, so it all equaled out at the end.
Questions for Alexander, starting with Bruce.
Last year when you won the Indy 500, you didn't know what to do in victory lane. You had that problem today.
It's different, but yeah. It was the same thing when I got pulled yesterday. Like, I didn't really stay in the car, and it was just weird, right? But I mean, we've ticked the boxes now, right? I know the next time I win the 500, I know what to do. I know the next time I get a pole, I know what to do. I know the next time I win a race, it's not the 500, I know what to do. So I feel like we're good. I feel like the learning curve should be over, unless there's something else. I mean, I guess, if it all works out and I win a championship one day, that'll be my learning experience. But I'll pay attention to the winner this year and mimic that.
And last year, you formed a deep bond with Brian Herta, but this year, Brian moved down to Marco's pit. Rob Edwards took over race strategy. Jeremy Mills was your engineer. To have your first victory with the two of them, how important is that for the future?
It's critical for the future. I mean, it's getting another monkey off our back. Toronto was getting that podium kind of out of the way. Here we were able to get the pole out of the way and the race win as well. So the confidence of the whole 98 team is an all-time high, and it's important to kind of this time of year. Is obviously we have one race left. It's an important one, being double points. But as we start to look and prepare for 2018, to be able to end the season on such a high note is pretty special going into the offseason.
David, and then Wolfgang.
Our fuel dashed into the pits at the end of lap one. Ryan was saying he was disappointed to discover himself on blacks. Did you feel the same way, especially when Helio was able to get around you? Or did he know that you had the car to catch him again once the lights came in?
I was a little disappointed, but I think that, I mean, there was obviously a global, greater picture that the team was looking at. I guess disappointment's not the right word. It was really hard on the LMAP, especially because it was still pretty down at the time, and Helio got up to speed quite a bit quicker than I did, but I think I was the only car really that was able to hang with him and Scott on reds on the primary black. So that was confidence building, because I was staying in touch with him, and the reds today had a massive advantage over the blacks, which we haven't really seen over the course of the weekend. So I knew that when I put on the reds, it was going to be game time. Unfortunately, I didn't get the full stick because it was a good issue.
Question for Scott. Wolfgang and then Marshall.
Alex, no information for us with the win. Now, since you're an IndyCar, you had also experience on over Indy 500 win, etc. Nevertheless, looking to your background in F1 and your race experience in Europe, you think your road experience was helpful for this win here? Did you have to do in Formula 1?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this wasn't anything where throughout the race I was kind of second-guessing what I was doing. It was truly just a natural 60 laps-ish. And it wasn't something where I was white-knuckling it like I sometimes am on short ovals. Speedways, I'm pretty confident now, but the short ovals, I think, are still my weakness if I had to be self-critical. So, yeah, I think this track really suited my driving style. As I said before, it's fast, it's smooth, it's, you can get into a good rhythm, and that was really just a second nature thing for me when I was able to get in clean air, race people, do starts, restarts. It was all stuff that I've been doing for quite some time.
Marshall?
Alex, tell us what it's like to cross the finish line to checkered flag at full throttle. Not having to clutch and coast, but actually accelerate to get a win.
It was even on overtake across the line, which was just cool. It was different. Obviously, winning the 500 is enormous on so many levels. But to be able to do this today, to have a 12-lap shootout against Scott on the same equipment, starting 1 and 2 on the restart and being able to go and prove that I can beat him was pretty cool as well.
You've also said a couple times this year that the potential was there. Silly things, misfortune, bad luck, a lot of little things keeping you out even where you are today. Tell me about just getting past that barrier. Does it feel like that black cloud behind?
Well, it almost happened again. I mean, with the fuel issue, I thought we were pretty much done. So we were fortunate, like I said, to have that yellow come out to where it negated those little things that had gone wrong. But do I think, I would never say there was a black cloud. I just would say that we weren't fully maximizing our potential for one reason or another. It wasn't necessarily human error, it was just circumstance. And today that we've done that, I think it's another step in just internally and subconsciously proving to everyone on the team that we can do it and we have the capability, and it just makes, hopefully, those next wins and podiums come down much easier.
Yes, sir, in the back, and then we'll go to David and Tony.
Congratulations, first, Alex.
Thank you. Congratulations, Alex, first. Two quick questions I have to you. The first is, if I'm not mistaken, you arrived almost the last one for the briefing this morning, and you now is finishing first. This is some such superstition from you, or that? This is just a bike.
My coffee machine broke, so I was trying to fix it before I came to the driver's meeting. So, no, I mean, I'm not a superstitious person, so
I see.
But thanks for noticing. Second, the school roll call here.
Sorry for this. The second one is, you can confirm that the monkeys came off your shoulder after the Indy 500, maybe a couple of people had the critics, and you know, the victory was unexpected, out of blue, and you know, it was too early or something like this, you know. And now the monkeys came off the shoulder. So how do you feel? Is more confidence, and finally after Toronto 2 podium, a nice breakthrough, the first road circuit. And what is the next? What is the next goal for you?
Well, no, I think the month of May was our validation. I was very, very adamant that I wanted to be quick in qualifying at the speedway to prove to the naysayers that we won just by two. So we started on the front row, we had a car to win, and we led quite a bit of those for some laps. So I think that was kind of our validation. The rest is, you know, we're just trying to be competitive in every race we do, we're trying to win. So. In terms of what's next, it's only Sonoma. I mean, it's a double points race. It's as valuable from a mathematical standpoint as the 500. So we had a strong test there. We were very strong there last year. It was probably one of our strongest tracks outside of Indianapolis. So high expectations, and we need to really make sure that, again, we tick all the boxes throughout the weekend, and hopefully we can climb a couple spots in the championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.